Welcome to Evangelism on Fire podcast. My name is Mark Thomas, an ordained pastor, a teacher of the best-selling book of all time, your host, and most importantly, your evangelism coach. Every episode, I bring you an inspiring message to help you live the most exciting life God has created you to live by actively sharing your faith in Jesus with others. I believe in the power of the gospel and the potential of all Christians to live out the mission of the Great Commission. I believe the best way for Christians to grow is to go. It's time for a revolution in every Christian's life around the world so that every person everywhere around the world can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ from a friend or family member through one-on-one evangelism. I'm so thankful for our time together today. I absolutely love spending time with you, Evangelism on Fire Nation. I believe this podcast will truly inspire you, and I believe it will inspire so many people that you know. And if you're inspired and feeling moved to share this, then please message some friends, post this on social media, and let people know about this episode so we can get this message out there more. I appreciate you and everyone listening right now. And a quick reminder, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, to rate it, to review it, spread the word on social media, and spread the message of Evangelism on Fire forward.
Many people are looking for hope these days, especially young people. They want to be part of something bigger. And here at Evangelism on Fire Ministry, we have big plans to reach them. Here's where you will not find hope. You won't find hope in the culture. You won't find hope in technology. You won't find hope, even in many ways, in politics. Now, all of these things have their place, but true hope can only be found in God. The message that we want to share is that God wants to give hope to the young generation and all generations, that there is hope for them through a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And we want to offer this hope to as many people as possible through our outreach ministries, which of course includes our EOF podcast ministry. I'm asking you to join us at EOF Ministry and become a partner. A partner is just a friend that makes a regular commitment to us each and every month. They stand by us. That enables us to respond to the opportunities that are coming our way. In many ways, we live in a hopeless world. But through Christ, we have hope. Life without God is a hopeless end. Life with Him is an endless hope. Join us right now and become a part of our team, and let's reach the world with the most important message that exists, the gospel message. Join us for the plans we have for ministry by becoming an Evangelism on Fire ministry partner. Are you ready? Well, this is your next step. Go to today's show notes and click on the giving link to become a monthly partner by setting up a monthly donation, or go to our website, evangelismonfire.com. Click on the donate button to give a monthly reoccurring donation or a one-time gift. Thank you for joining us to give hope to the world.
Welcome, Evangelism on Fire Nation, to today's pod episode. I've got two quotes for you today to kick off our episode. Quote number one, people don't enjoy salt. They enjoy what is salted. We are the salt of the earth. We do not exist for ourselves. That quote is by John Piper. The second quote of the day is, death is not untimely when you are properly prepared for eternity. And that quote is unknown. Our scripture of the day is Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth. Come on, somebody. That is so good. Let me say it one more time. The scripture of the day is Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth. While it's true, there are some things that we can't know about heaven and hell, there's one thing that is crystal clear, and that is we are all going to die one day. And because of that, we are going to one of two of those destinations, heaven or hell. Worldwide, 3 people die every second, 180 people die every minute, and 11,000 every hour. If the Bible is right about what happens to us after death, that means that more than 250,000 people people every day go either to heaven or hell. Man, that's absolutely mind-blowing. So many people dying every day. So here's the question. Why is it that none of us gets out of this world alive? Why is it that death is inevitable for every one of us? In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 2 and 3, Solomon says, "It is the same for all. There is one fate for the righteous and for the wicked, for the good, for the clean, and for the unclean, for the man who offers a sacrifice, and for the one who does not sacrifice." In other words, it doesn't matter if you're good, bad, righteous, unrighteous, believer, or unbeliever, there's one fate for everybody. That is death. We are all going to die. Here's the stat. The stat is that one in one will die. There's one fate, but there are two different destinations, heaven or hell. Why is it that both Christians and non-Christians have to die? It's because of the virus of sin we've all inherited. Romans 3:23 says, "All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." Not only is there a 100% certainty of death because of sin, but death brings its own unique terror to all of us. And death is the nightmares of nightmares for those who will die without faith in Jesus Christ. Evangelism on Fire Nation, hey, listen to this. We are the salt shakers of the earth. Let me say that one more time. We are the salt shakers of the earth that God has chosen to take His love to the lost, hurting, and dying world. As Christians, we are called to take part in the critical mission of the Great Commission to reach the 250,000 people dying every day with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us that all Christ's followers are the salt of the earth. What does this mean to every Christian today? Think about this. In earlier history, armies couldn't fight. People couldn't preserve food without salt. They didn't know where all the salt in the world was, so it was a commodity. Soldiers would get paid in a salt allowance, where they would take salt as payment because it was so valuable. You just couldn't live without salt. So as a preservative, salt was essential. As flavor adding, it is essential. It creates a thirst. Know this, Evangelism on Fire Nation, you are the salt of the earth. What does this mean? This means if the world is going to be preserved and not end up perverse, it will be traceable to Christians in your community, in your business, in your everyday life. God has saved your life to engage in the mission of the Great Commission. God has saved you to shake the salt of the gospel message with the 250,000 people dying every day, beginning in the context that you live in. Evangelism on Fire Nation, I want you to know this. Churches are not salt warehouses. Hey, Evangelism on Fire Nation, I want you to feel this. Churches are places where salt shakers get filled with the knowledge of the preparation of sharing the salt of the gospel. Listen, you are the salt shaker. Did you hear that? Evangelism on Fire Nation, you are the salt shaker. Listen to this. You are the salt shaker, sprinkling the salt of the gospel message to planet Earth. Listen to this. God wants to reach down to use your life by picking up the salt shaker to sprinkle the salt to preserve the earth throughout the week. Are you willing? Are you going to use your life as the salt shaker that Jesus has called you to be? Do you know why you're still here after you surrendered your life to Jesus? The reason you're still here and God didn't take you up to heaven the moment you got saved, He didn't zap you up to heaven, is because He saved you to dump as much salt on this earth as you make your way to heaven. Evangelism on Fire Nation, listen, I want you to really feel this. You and I are the salt of the earth. Now come on and shake as much salt as you can with the time you have left on this earth. Boom. Here's our challenge time of the day. This is the part of the pod episode where I challenge you to take action steps with the information I've given you. So here's today's challenge time from me to you. If you are a Christian who wants to take your life to the next level, being used as the salt shaker that God has created you to be, and you want to be challenged with ongoing accountability through coaching with engaging in the mission of the Great Commission, make sure to go to my evangelismonfire.com website. That's evangelismonfire.com. Go to my website, go to the homepage, make your way to the contact us and leave your name, your email, and let me know that you're interested in learning more about our founding members coaching program, where we will map out the entire year with you, setting goals, empowering you to take part in the privilege of the process of you being salt shakers, spreading the gospel message to the world, starting with your family, your friends, your loved ones, and people that you know. I realize that this isn't for everyone. Most of our Evangelism on Fire podcast listeners will not be a good fit for our founding members coaching program, and that's perfectly fine. The time may not be right for you now, but may be better for you in the future. I am looking for the 5 percenters who will be a good fit. If you feel you're that person, come join our founding members coaching program, and I'll coach you to reach the 3 people who die every second, the 180 people who die every minute, and the 11,000 people dying every hour, and the 250,000 people dying everywhere around the world. By joining together to tell what Jesus died and resurrected to say, by sharing the gospel message, by sharing the boom, and I will coach you on how to be better equipped, how to be better mentored, to be used as God's salt shakers to preserve the earth we live on. I'll leave you with this one quote I shared at the beginning of today's pod episode that is super impactful. Here it is. Death is not untimely when you are properly prepared for eternity. Let's be God's salt shakers and bring as many people to heaven with us as we continue to live to tell what Jesus died and resurrected to say. Boom. Thanks so much for your time with me today. It's been an amazing time, and thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and it inspired you on your journey of sharing your faith in Jesus with others. Make sure to check out today's podcast show notes for a description of today's show along with other super important details. And also make sure to share this with a friend and subscribe over on Apple Podcasts as well. I really appreciate your feedback, Evangelism on Fire Nation. So share a review on Apple and let me know what part of this episode resonated with you the most. And hey, if no one has told you lately, God loves you, I love you, you matter, and you have divine purpose. Now it's time to go out there and share the boom, the gospel message with others. Make sure to join me for our next episode. Yeah.